From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump in Vietnam for a second day of meetings with Asian economic leaders pushed a strong America First agenda. He attended a dinner with the Vietnamese President Tran Đề Quang.
I toured Vietnam today. I was through the streets of Hanoi, and it's incredible to see, incredible to watch, and it's truly one of the great marvels. It really is something to behold.
This is one of several summits the president is planning to attend during the five-country Asian tour. President Trump Saturday said that during the APEC summit in Vietnam, he had two or three very short conversations with Russian President Vladimir Putin, centering on the situation in Syria. He spoke to reporters on Air Force One and said that a joint statement on Syria that he agreed to issue with Putin is going to save a tremendous number of lives. Putin also issued a statement.
We will have to find a chance for sure, the presidents and our teams, to sit down and discuss the whole complex of our relations. But I repeat, he is a well-mannered man and comfortable for conversation and joint work.
The statement, first released by the Kremlin, says that the two leaders confirmed the importance of de-escalation areas as an interim step to reduce violence in Syria and force ceasefire agreements, facilitate unhindered humanitarian access, and set conditions for the ultimate political solution to the conflict there in Syria. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. 11 Pacific Rim nations, including Canada, are moving ahead with talks for a resuscitated Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal. Leaders from Asia-Pacific nations are meeting in Vietnam to push ahead with the massive trade deal without the United States. VOA White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman is traveling with President Trump.
One of the first things that Donald Trump did when he became president was to pull the United States out of that 12-nation Trans-Pacific Partnership. But on the other hand, President Trump very clearly said today that he would do a bilateral trade agreement with any nation in the region that wants to be a partner of the United States, as long as they're willing to abide by what he calls the principles of fair and reciprocal trade.
The U.S. and South Korea began joint naval exercises Saturday in the Western Pacific. Three U.S. aircraft carriers also participating in separate exercises Sunday with Japan's largest warship. Japan will also dispatch one of its two large helicopter carriers and two escorts to participate in the drills in the Sea of Japan and East China Sea, according to Japan's Maritime Self-Defense Force. The display of military force is meant to pressure North Korea as U.S. President Trump attends the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit. The naval drills are aimed at sending a strong signal to Pyongyang of U.S. ability to rapidly mobilize a potent military force. The U.S. carriers transport a total of about 200 aircraft, including F-18 combat jets. The South Korean Defense Ministry said the exercise is aimed at enhancing deterrence against North Korea's nuclear and missile threats. U.S. forces conducted an airstrike against al-Shabaab Friday night, killing several militants outside Mogadishu. A Somali military official told VOA at least 13 militants were killed when a drone missile hit militants in Basra village, about 30 kilometers north of Mogadishu. U.S. Africa Command has confirmed the airstrike, which came less than 24 hours after a strike targeted the group in Bay region, killing several militants. The White House has called on all states and parties to respect Lebanon's sovereignty, independence, and constitutional processes. A statement released Saturday said in this sensitive time, the United States also rejects any efforts by militias within Lebanon or by any foreign forces to threaten Lebanon's stability, undermine Lebanese government institutions, or use Lebanon as a base from which to threaten others in the region. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said the U.S. opposes action that would threaten the stability of Lebanon. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.